this is the spoiler-filled review of Dirty Grandpa. This stars Zac Efron and Robert De Niro. And Robert De Niro is definitely a dirty old grandpa. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely hold off on listening to this review, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of it. Let's get into it. So the synopsis as follows. It's very, very straightforward. It's basically right before his wedding, an uptight guy, which is Zac Efron, is tricked into driving his grandfather, which is Robert De Niro, a perverted former Army Lieutenant Colonel Special Forces, to Florida for spring break. So it's a very, very cliched story. It's been told before. You have Zac Efron, where he's about to get married to this very, very crazy and uptight, controlling fiance. And that tells a story throughout this whole movie. It tells a story of Zac Efron first being a free person, you know, a photographer, a very laid back kind of guy. And then now he's very uptight and he's following a path that he shouldn't be following. So his grandfather, Robert De Niro, is like, all right, we need to get you back on the path that I saw you going. And it looked like you made great decisions before, but now you're not making it anymore. So Robert De Niro's wife in this movie has died. So that brings them back all together. And of course, you know, Robert De Niro wants to trick his grandson to come through. So he basically has him take him down to Boca. And a whole lot of craziness ensues from Atlanta to Boca itself. There's a whole lot of funny scenes in here. The chemistry between both Robert De Niro and Zac Efron is very, very strong. You see a lot of jokes get flinged back and forth. Robert De Niro's comedy chops are hilarious. There's many of immature, prankish jokes in here where it'll have you laughing from start to finish. And there's a whole lot of rated R-ness. So they got rated R for this movie, and it's definitely so, because there's a whole lot of body parts coming out there and a whole lot of sexual exploits between both Robert De Niro and Aubrey Plaza. A whole lot of crazy things happen in this movie. It's just ridiculous, but it's funny nonetheless. And of course, at the end, it's very, very cliche. I definitely say this is it's a worthwhile movie to go see. Would I say go see it in matinee? Maybe. But you could possibly pay like a decent $12 ticket on this one. Just because there's a whole lot of funniness in it. And unlike Ride Along 2, there's more of a connection between these two characters. Plus, it's awesome to see Robert De Niro become a immature, perverted old man. It's hilarious because you're not really used to it right now. Like back in the day when he had Taxi and all those other ridiculous movies, he's like, oh, wow, Robert De Niro's crazy. But seeing him here, it has a feeling, this movie has a feeling of basically bad grandpa mixed with The Hangover. That's probably the best thing you could think about when coming into this movie. It's a whole lot of funniness, and you know exactly what you're getting yourself into, and you know what you're coming for, basically. So it's just seeing a whole lot of antics between both Zac Efron and Robert De Niro and have some kind of feels, some way, shape, or form. Of course, there's a funny cameo by my boy, my guy, Danny Glover. He shows up in there. As I said, spoiler. So you've been warned earlier. I'm spoiling the crap out of this movie. I'm telling you quite a bit of plot points in this whole thing. But it's very hilarious when he comes in there. And you see him and it's like, wow, Danny Glover is getting old, huh? Isn't he? But he's still hilarious and he still cracks a few jokes. He reminds me of the character that he played with Danny Trejo. They played two movies. Badass. That's the movie. Badass 1 and 2. So his character from there, it feels the same as this character in this movie itself. So it's very, very funny. It doesn't disappoint at all. I could say you will laugh. You really will laugh. But nevertheless, don't take my word for it. You should go see it for yourself. and tell me what you think about it. Leave a comment down below and keep cool. I'm out.